The next patient is Samuel Hilden, H-I-L-D-E-N. This is the clinical case of a 60-year-old patient of Miss Emily Polhamus, P-O-L-H-A-M-U-S, A-R-M-P. For evaluation of this patient that has a history of a squamous cell carcinoma of the lung with metastasis in the brain. The patient responded to chemotherapy, and craniotomy was done in order to excise the metastasis that he had, and so far has been cancer-free. The patient has a history of COPD that is related to the old smoking. The patient finally quit. He has a history of a hypothyroidism that is on replacement therapy. And he was recently admitted to the hospital because of a chest pain. Evaluation was done, a cardiac catheterization. It showed that the patient does not have coronary disease. However, he has a dilated cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction of 29%. The patient was discharged home with a life vest. During the hospital stay, laboratory workup showed that the patient had a serum creatinine of 0.94 and a BUN of 23 with an estimated GFR of 93. While in the hospital, the patient has a similar kidney function. Period. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to calculate the protein creatinine ratio or the selective proteinuria that we will do before we send him back to the primary, period. The patient comes today. He is compensated. The physical examination fails to show any congestive heart failure. Number two, dilated cardiomyopathy. A following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Following number, BPH. We are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months, and we are going to make sure that the urine is done. A paragraph, we invested 14 minutes reviewing the admission to the hospital. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, in documentation, 7 minutes.